Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 7, we were taught that how long a person has been in the church does not equate to how spiritual he is. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
God wants souls saved and then separated unto his righteousness. And we need to understand that. This is the path that we have been called to follow. This is the God-commanded path. This is the path that Samuel chose, Paul chose, Peter chose, John chose, and on we could go down the line of other men of God down through the centuries that have chosen this path. What you need to understand is that preachers have the duty of calling God's flock from evil ways when they've gone in that evil way. What you need to understand is in this 21st century, a battle is raging between truth and error, between light and darkness. And that's throughout the world, not just in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods. And my friend, our lack of response or indifference, it does matter to God. It matters to God greatly. And just because people have been ensconced in the same position for many, many years, and just because this is the way we do it, and that's the way they've done it, and this is what the world wants, this is what people want today, and we're seeking what people want instead of God wants. Just understand this. Never, never, never make a mistake longevity for spirituality. True spiritual maturity can only be measured by the Christian's adherence to the truth. Believe and do. Believe and do. Saying that you believe, but you don't do it, is not faith. You can believe that witnessing is a good thing, but if you don't do it, it's not a doctrine of faith for you. It's only a statement that you claim to believe. But it's not faith. It's only a statement. It's not faith until you practice it. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but so much the more as we see the day approaching. Some may say, I believe the Lord is coming. He could rapture us at any moment. Well, that's a statement. But it's not faith until you're faithful to God's house where the word is being preached and you're standing for truth and righteousness. You see, a lot of times, those that have been saved the longest express less faith than those who are the newest of converts. And my friend, that is such a shame. And a pastor has the responsibility to call his flocks from their evil ways and call them to holiness and righteousness. He needs to call them to prepare their hearts to serve the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 6, we read this, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. What's he talking about? The mountains and the high hills? Remember, this is where they were making sacrifices in the mountains and on the high hills? And king after king, even when there were good kings, it said they did not. It makes a note, they did not remove from the high places. Oh, my friend, we've got to rescue the perishing. We have to care for the dying. Duty, duty, duty demands it. And I would encourage every preacher out there, get back to preaching the word. Get back to preaching the word. Be more afraid of offending God than offending men. Why is it our preachers have given up on the drinking crowd, the gambling crowd? Why aren't we railing against drinking and gambling any longer? Why are we not railing against immodesty any longer? The Bible has not changed. God changeth not. So why have you? My friend, it's time to come back to the way of righteousness. Now, we do not want to be guilty of not calling out, seeking and searching for God's flock that has wandered. Wandered as Israel into the mountains of religious compromise. Young people, come out and be separate, saith the Lord. Serve the Lord only. He will strengthen you. He will deliver you. As our verse 3 of our text says, He will deliver. God is our deliverance. Now, they say it is negative to preach against worldliness, the flesh, and all sin. But if Samuel had not, there'd be no revival. Yes, it took 20 years, but he did not quit. If he had quit, there'd still be worship services that would look and sound like Ashtaroth and Baal. Must the American church go through a Shiloh? Must we be in 20 years of misery before we will heed the message of God? It's time for us to wake up and come out and stand for our Lord. Let us examine that message here of if in verse 3. The first condition, it must be with the heart. If ye return unto the Lord with all your heart. Wow. It's not just in soul, not only in your mind, but in the spirit. You know, animals can think and show emotion. That's been proven. But only humans are able to go into deep contemplation and make moral determinations. Why? That's what the spirit does. You're born a spirit with a soul and a body. You're not born a body with a soul and a spirit. No, you are born a spirit with a soul and a body. However, we're born with a dead spirit. The word death does not mean cessation or ceasing to exist. Rather, it means separated. Separation. We are separated from God, who is a spirit. So we are a spirit that needs to be enlivened by the blood of Jesus Christ. And my friend, if we are not, just depend on the fact that hell is your eternal destination. So again, until we're saved, we're dead spirits. But through receiving Christ as Savior, we are enlivened by His Spirit and made alive forevermore. Have you ever contemplated a subject and you thought on it deeply, even till you were exhausted? But finally, you figured it out. But when you went to put into words, you couldn't really explain it. You understood it, but you couldn't explain it. But oh, you spent that time with God till he gave you what you needed. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, my friend, we must come to God in heart. That is a willingness for deep contemplation, deep thought into the Word of God, asking God to reveal to us his holiness, but along with his righteousness. It has been a prayer of mine for some time where I go through a number of fundamental Christian colleges and the names of their leaders. And I ask the Lord to give them a greater understanding of God's holiness, righteousness, justness, goodness, grace, mercy, love, joy, and peace. And that they may know how to apply that first to their personal life. And then as they direct their ministries. And then as they lead staff and students and all involved, that they too would come into this knowledge of the holy, of the righteous, of the justness, the goodness, the grace, the mercy, the love, and the joy of our Lord, as well as his peace. And that is one of my continuing prayers. Let me warn you, if you ask God and you're serious about it to begin to reveal to you his holiness, ask him with the same to reveal to you his great grace. Because no one told me that when I was challenged to seek and understand what it meant by the holiness of God. And you know what God did in my personal life? He began to show me myself. Now, I didn't realize that he was showing me myself in light of his person. And the more I would see, the more depressed. I'm not a person that gets depressed, but I tell you what, I had about a 2 or 3 month period where I just went down in kind of a spirit of darkness, I think. It just felt like, oh, this is rough. How do you come out of that? Then I realized I had to know God's grace after seeing myself and seeing his forgiveness through my repentance, to see his forgiveness. My friend, that's what is needed, and that's something to pray for. But you are born with a dead spirit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.